Please give us your Holy Spirit.
使到我哋可以明白你真理嘅丰盛。
So that we can really understand the abundance of your word.
奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
启示录可以讲得系末世嘅一本手册。
We can say that the Revelation is the handbook of the end of the age.
新年流流，我哋好都喜欢讲一啲吉利嘅说话。
Sometimes we would like to say all these good words during the New Year.
但系到今时今日，我哋觉得好多好话听起上嚟咧系 too good to be true， 即系听起上系难以置信。
Sometimes we thought that those good words are so difficult to be truth.
很多国家仍受到战乱的影响。
Many countries still under the war.
疫情仍上上落落，不是很稳定。
Pandemic is still up and down, it's not very steady yet.
甚至有些国家是虚报那个死亡数字。
And some of the countries even really use the false figures of all the numbers.
上两个礼拜这个天气呢也有一个新的名词叫做炸弹气旋，就这样扔来美国，冻到连德州都各个打冷震。
In the past words, we have this new weather revelations that call bomb or genesis, even causing the people in Texas really trembling.
甚至有几十人是生命就是这样过去了。
There's a lot of people because of the cold weather that die.
咁而家物價咧亦都係飛漲，讓到好多人對於前景咧係難以推測。
Since the inflation is so high and so many people could not even foretold what's going to happen in the future.
呢個第六章開始就講到災難嘅起頭。
The beginning of chapter 6 talk about the beginning of the disasters.
而呢個災難讓我哋更加睇見我哋退。是怎样去看今天的局势。
So this kind of tribulation that want us to face, how are we going to see the future?
我们用从神的角度去看这个世界，定还是用人的角度去看这个世界？
Are we going this from the human perspective or from God's perspective to see this future?
我们在媒体看新闻，听人讲话，都看见很多灰暗的一面。
From the mass media, from the people sharing, you can see the future is so bleak.
但睇四六第四章、第五章已经让我哋睇见天上嘅荣华富贵。
But from chapters 4 and 5 already told us what is so beautiful in the future in the heaven.
充满着神嘅荣耀要降临大地。
Filled with God's glory and really fill this earth.
特别嗰啲系受到冤屈嘅人。聽到呢個消息嘅時候，佢哋會好開心，因為主要親自降臨，要伸佢哋嘅冤。
For all those people under persecution, they're really happy to see this message because they know the Lord going to avenge for them.
所以對咗作奸犯科嘅人嚟講，呢個係一個審判。
So for all these criminal wise, then to them is the future is a judgment to come.
但係受咗冤屈嘅人咧，佢哋會哀，我哋會。欢喜快乐。
For those people that are under persecution, they will be so happy to hear that.
所以我哋睇启示录嘅时候，系要睇用咩角度去睇呢个启示录。
So when we look at the book of Revelation, we have to kind of say from what perspective that we're going to look at it.
我哋已经知道基督耶稣已经喺天上掌权啦。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ already hold on the authority of the heaven.
佢亦都应许佢会再嚟。来到将凡信他的人接他回去他的荣耀的里面。
He also said that he will be coming the second time and receive all those people that believe in him back to the heaven.
所以让我们凭着信心去仰望我们这位神。
So that we can really look forward to his coming and with our faith.
在当时的教会也都是受到很多的逼迫。
At that point that the churches,Also under a lot of persecution.
而約翰一開始從第一章一路到第五章係安慰咗佢哋。
So John is also using comfort word from chapter 1 to chapter 5 to all these people.
所以我们有了前五章那个背景，我们再看第六章就再不是一个忧伤的一个的片段。
With the background of this, the previous five chapters, when we're looking at chapter 6, will not be with the mindset of sadness.
没错，我们对于前面的道路仍然有一定的一种忧郁或者顾虑。
Although we might facing so uncertainty of the future with kind of worry,
我们仍然会担心我们周围的亲戚朋友会越来越远离神。
We still worry about our friends and relatives, they may be gradually relatively distant away from God.
包括自己在内，有时都会被传媒的消息误导了我们，以致我们作出一些并不是很理想好合乎神心意的决定。
Including us, we might be really marred by the mass media, sometimes that our mindset may not as really ideal as what God wants us to be.
所以首先我们再回去圣经这一段话里面，大家手上有圣经都可以翻开，来到一路跟着来到看这四只马怎样走出来。
Okay, so if you have a book, a Bible in front of you, so really open it so we can really follow through and find out what are those four horses is about.
记住这段圣经的最后一节就说，边个能够企得稳呢？
So if you remember the last verse of this chapter is talking about who will withstand this well.
唯有我们在主耶稣基督的信心上，我们才能站得稳。
Only you have the faith in our Jesus Christ that he can stand firm.
因为有很多的事干发生的时候，会震撼我们，会移来移去，但是我们要在神的里面来到站稳这个立场。
There are so many things happening around us, so that's why we'd be so, not steadily stand, so that we have to learn how to really stand firm.
第一節就睇見耶穌基督呢個被殺嘅羔羊嘅身份嚟到開始揭開呢個七印。
From verse 1, we're talking about this lamb, and then how to open all these seven seals.
咁佢就聽見約翰作者咧就聽見四個活物當中有一個活物就聲好大，就話你嚟。
So the author John heard.The saying from this one of the four living creatures saying with one voice, say, like thunder, say, come.
很有意思，不是耶稣开了印就来，而是有一个活物出声，你来。
So it's kind of really have some meaning to this one. Not Jesus opened the seal and say, come, but rather one of the living creatures say, come.
今天神的话打开的时候，
So today when you open God's words,
我们身为神的儿女，我们应该发声。
So as God's child, we should utter a voice.
将神的话讲出去。
So we say out God's word aloud.
但我们讲出去的时候，
When we speak it out loud,
一定会有反对的声音。
Definitely have some voices against it.
所以就会有争战。
So that's why we have those kind of struggle.
我们继续看下去。
Continue on.
当这个活物讲话你来的时候，就出现一匹白马。
So when one of the creatures saying that come, then we see one of the horses came out.
这匹白马呢，是象征着一个大难要临头了。
So this white horses, that means that something is really big and sad going to happen.
大家看圣经看得清楚，他手里面拿着什么？
If you read carefully, you can see something was held in his hand.
拿着什么？一支弓。
It's a bow.
你有支弓，可唔可以打得交噶
？Can you just really fight with a bow alone？
得唔得
？Can it be？
你睇电影可以有嘅，有啲人好识玩咁吓。但系你佢争样系咩啊
？So what are you in lack of with a bow？
争支箭。
You're in lack of an arrow。
你睇圣经咧，佢系揸住支弓，但系冇箭。
But from the Bible, you see that this person only have a bow without an arrow.
所以佢冇牵涉一个战争嘅场面。
So it would not really indicate about war scene.
呢个弓咧，主要是佢系吓人嘅啫。
So the the bow in his hand just kind of to frighten people off.
他用个形象呢，系嚟到去威吓别人类。
Using this kind of image to frighten humans.
圣经呢度咧，跟住记住咧，系有冠冕赐俾佢。
But also, you see that has a crown on him.
嗱，呢个冠冕咧，唔系一个权柄嘅王冠，而系一个殉道者嗰种即系视死如归嗰种嘅冠冕。
So this is not a conqueror crown, but rather is a crown for those people they will be asked to death, to be dead.
咁但系佢呢个咧系佢竟然咧唔使用兵用刀或者用箭就可以打赢仗喎。
So you can see that this war do not win without any those weapons.
佢赢咗又要再赢。
After conquering and conquering again.
但读呢段圣经，记住你可以写一个笔记，就系佢并冇得到最后嘅胜利。
But you can make a note on this one, and this do not have the final winning.
呢个弓只系一种威胁，但系不至于流血。
The bow does only say it's a threatening, but it's not causing any bloodshed.
咁呢个对照马可福音十三章六到八节，亦都有讲到咁样嘅情况。
So this also indicate about in the book of Mark chapter 13 say something about this conqueror.
大家可以翻去就自己作一个研究。我哋睇下第二个人揭开嘅时候，就有一匹红马走咗出嚟。
So you can go home and further study. And the second horse came out is the red horse.
啊，呢个红马骑过呢个红马嘅人咧，仲犀利过前边嗰个白马嘅人。
So the person who rode on this red horse it seems a lot more mighty than the white one.
因为佢有一个权柄，就系可以夺去世上嘅太平。
They have the he has authority to rob off the peace from earth.
使到人彼此自相残杀
，so causing people fighting with each other and kill each other。
唔单止佢有权柄，仲有一把大刀俾佢去砍杀仇敌。
Not just only give the authority, but also have a big knife or sword to really kill people。
所以想象呢个审判咧，系充满着血腥嘅味道。
So that you can tell that this judgment is filled with bloodshed。
第三個咧就係黑馬嘅出現，係表示有饑荒。
So the third horse is the black one. It that indicate about famine.
第六節我哋睇到一幅圖畫，就係物價係波動得好犀利。
From verse 6, you can see that the price of all the merchandise is really fluctuating.
佢饑荒臨到嘅時候咧，連嗰啲油酒都唔可以嘥。
So during the time of famine.You will not waste oil and wine even.
所以呢个白马、红马、黑马出嚟，就已经带嚟好大嘅灾害。
So with the appearance of the white, red, and black horses, and bring out a lot of disasters.
最后就带嚟死亡。
And the lastly is a brought of the death.
而呢个死亡咧，将地上四分之一嘅人口系灭绝咗。
This death will really kill the one fourth of the population on earth.
到了第五嘅印打开嘅时候，就更多嘅灾难随之而嚟。
When it opened the fifth seal, there are more tribulation coming on earth.
但系喺第九节，你可以注意到圣经里边就提起有一啲为神嘅道。并为作见证被杀嘅人嘅灵魂出现。
Verse 9, you will see that there are souls of those who have been slain for the word of God and for the witnesses they have bore.
呢啲为主作见证嘅人，我哋通称佢哋叫做系殉道者。
So for those people that they really die for God's word, we call it martyr.
因为他们为了传神的道而被杀。
Because they die because they spread God's word, and that's why that's why they name as a martyr.
所以他们回应当这个灾难来到的时候，坛底下这些人呢就 开始向神呼求，要求神来到伸冤。
So from there you will see that this whole bunch of prophets were under the table and then require out the Lord to really help them to avenge for them.
神就应允他们的祷告。
The Lord really promised, you know, answered their prayers.
第十一节就说有百依赐给他们各人。
So verse 11, it said they would give each one of them a white robe.
并且安慰他们。
And also comfort them.
到这个人数满足的时候，他们就会得到伸冤了。
They will say until the number of their fellow servant has completed, and they will be avenged.
到了第六印的时候
，When it comes to the sixth seal,
天地都变晒色
，The whole heaven and earth has changed colors.
而地上有呢、这个七种人有一致嘅反应，就要匿埋。
So on earth there were seven kind of people.Unanimously, they would like to hide.
第十五节到十六节都系喺度祈祷，唔系向神祈祷喎，系要嗰啲山窿同岩石石头冚住佢哋，免得佢哋去面对呢个父上帝同埋被杀嘅羔羊。
So these seven kind of people, they did not pray to God, but rather pray to the rock and the mountains, and then ask the rock and the mountain to hide them.
所以一个信的他的呼喊是求神伸冤。
So for the believers, they really ask the Lord to avenge for them.
不信的呢，他们是求地上的事物来掩住他们，让他们躲避耶和华的面。
For the unbelievers, they're rather crying to the rock and ask the rock and the mountain to hide them.
所以我们看这个幅图画今日新年啦，我哋对我哋有咩嘅意义咧
？When we're facing this new year with this kind of picture in mind, what does it bring meaning to us？
喺呢处我哋睇见世人有灾难嘅时候，佢哋嘅心仍然系好硬。
So during under tribulation or disaster, unbelievers still have a very hardened heart.
而对于信嘅人，佢哋有信心。
For the believers, they really have faith.
他们信靠他们的神。
They believe and depend on their Lord.
而那些不信靠神的人，他们会走向这个绝路。
So the unbelievers were really facing the dead end road.
但是我们愿意用神的话语勉励大家。
But we rather want to use encourage all of you with God's word.
我们基督徒仍然会遇到这些的这些的艰难的岁月。
All Christians will be facing all the difficulties and really a difficult time for our daily living.
问题就是当大难临头的时候，我们的态度是不是去转移仰望神呢？定还是躲起来呢？
So when the big things, big disaster, tribulation arrive, would we come to really depend on our Lord or just want to hide?
主耶稣圣餐完咗之后，曾经就劝勉彼得，叫佢唔好失去信心。
So after the Lord's Supper, Jesus Christ encouraged Peter do not lose heart and his faith.
当彼得跌倒之后，记得要翻转头，坚定弟兄嘅信心。
So after Peter repent, ask him to turn around and encourage the brothers.
我们不及得上彼得。
We cannot match up with like Peter.
我相信我们，包括我自己在内，我们不比彼得是更有信心。
And all of us, including myself, will not be as such big faith as Peter.
我们时时都有跌倒的时候。
We are oftentimes we really fell and then really fallen.On the Lord's promises,
跌倒是难免的。
It's unavoidable that we fall.
但神会帮助我们再次站起来。
But the Lord will help us to stand firm again.
重点就是我们要趁我们能够起得来的时候，去提醒坚固自己的弟兄。
Remember, once we stand firm, we can really return and really strengthen our brothers.
这个在路加福音22章32节，主是这样劝勉彼得。
In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32, that's how the Lord strengthened and encouraged Peter.
我们信心要站立得稳，不单止主耶稣会继续负责带领我们。
So not just only our Jesus will help us to stand firm in his words.
更加在哥林多前书第七章29-31节来到劝勉我们。
Also in the book of 1 Corinthians, in chapter 7, verse 29-31, also those are the encouraging words to us.
有一个新译本是这样讲，我觉得很有意思，但是因为我们就一路睇英文，又一路听我用广东话读俾大家听。
I will read out the new translation version of Chinese, and then you just follow from the screen and read the English.
佢呢个咁样翻译咧，咁话主耶稣就要翻嚟啦，我哋可以传福音、领人信主嘅时间唔系好多啦。从而家开始。有太太的不要只想到太太，要努力服侍神。哀伤的人不要因为哀伤而颓丧丧志，要振作起来为主作工。快乐的人不要一味地去享福，要更加积极地去服侍主。能够买东西的人不要以为买到的东西可以永远保存到，就只是忙着维护那些东西。只有神所赐的福气才是永远存在的，所以你们要忠诚地服侍主，有世俗的物质可以享受的人，不要被那些物质迷住了自己，因为这个世界一切的物质都会消失，只有神的国度才是永久的，所以你们应该要热心服侍主。我所以觉得这段圣经真的很啱我们今天面对新时代，面对新的一年所有的一个的勉励。
I really think that this passage is so fitting to encourage us when we're facing this new year.
而在希伯来书更加是提醒我们。
In the book of Hebrew also encourage us to.
在末后的日子会是怎样的呢？
For the end of the age, what kind of situation that will be?
第二十五节开始话，希伯来书十三章二十五节开始嗰度话，十二章对唔住。
So from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 25 to 29 will be like this。
我谂你哋一齐以前听过嗰同你讲说话嘅神，佢以前从西乃山指示俾摩西对以色列人警告，但系以色列人唔听，结果冇逃过神嘅惩罚。而家神从天上指示耶稣向我哋发出警告，如果我哋唔听，就更唔能够逃过神嘅惩罚。以前神从西乃山上警告以色列人嘅时候，佢嘅声音震动咗大地，但系而家佢应许话，将来我要再一次唔止震动地啊，亦都要震动天啊！呢一次。的意思就是说，将来一切都会被震动的受造之物全部都要被废除，使到那些不会被震动的，哪些不会被震动呢？就是指基督的国度和属于那国度的人，就是基督徒，我们今天就可以留得低。我们既然将得到的一个不会被震动的神的国，就应该对神怀着感激的情操，用神所喜欢那种敬虔的态度来到服侍神，因为我们的神是毁灭邪恶的烈火。所以这个新译呢，是让我们更加明白，这个灾难是会有，但是我们没有怕，因为我们得到的是神所给我们的国度。
This new translation will help us to understand even more that we should not be afraid when we're facing the future, because the God will give us His kingdom unto us.
因为世界再怎样匿是匿唔到嘅，因为神是无所不在嘅神。
You cannot hide from God because God is omniscient.
所以新嘅一年，你我都带着呢个使命，要将神嘅呢个话、神呢个福音去传俾佢哋听。
So they give us this new you know, tasks that want to really bring the gospel out to everyone.
只要我哋肯悔改认罪，我哋嘅主耶稣基督系必定要洗净、赦免我哋嘅罪，洗净我哋一切嘅不义。
Are we willing to really admit our sins and let God's Spirit to cleanse us so that we can really stand firm?
我哋今年嘅新嘅一个主题嘅诗歌就系叫做。这一福音建立我。
This new year, we're going to have a new theme song of the year. That is one gospel on which I stand.
咁我只系同大家分享第一节，啊，一共有四节。
They have four stanzas. I'm going to share with you the first stanzas.
第一节就话就系呢个福音建立我，就系嗰永恒嘅一个盼望。
For all eternity.It is the eternity hope that I have.
这个是我的信息。
It is my story.
我天父差他儿子拯救了我。
The Father sent his son to rescue me.
Oh, 何等福音，何等平安。
Oh, what a gospel, oh, what a peace.
我最大的喜乐和需要。
My highest joy and my deepest need.
从此以后，他是我亮光。
Now and forever, He is my light.
立在耶稣基督的福音里。
I stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
天父，求你施恩，让我们将这个宝贝的福音传扬开去。
Dear Lord, help us to continue to spread out this precious Jesus unto all of us.
愿意舍己背十架跟从你。
Willing to sacrifice and then bear the cross and follow you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.